Okay, I'm in the backyard in Frida's garden. Actually, I'm not in the yard. After the long walk we had this morning, I'm sitting out under the gazebo. And let me tell you, it is really nice. I was sitting here listening in this peaceful moment. Even with those cars going by, I could hear all the birds. Sometimes there's no cars. And you can, if you listen really carefully, you can actually hear the insects flying. Oh, they're seismic. They were taking a nap. They were all tired out from the walk. And there's my boy, Nice, sitting down. And he's going to be right next to me. That's nice. And Gene's in the other room watching TV. And he got his breakfast and he's sitting there watching TV. And I'm out here where it's nice. Mikey, I heard him push my door open to my room. And I think he's going back to bed. Dogs can't take it, I tell you. So peaceful. Hear that? Hear that dog barking in the distance? When the cars stop going by, it's nice. And I'm sitting here. I was watching Seismic. And if you listen, because dogs can hear so well, that if you listen to him, I mean, if you really watch him, his ears point to wherever there's a sound. So you might not be hearing it because you're thinking of something else, but his ears point right to that sound. So you follow his ears and you go, oh, I hear what you're hearing. There's a little tiny baby bird making a sound, or there's a dog in the distance, and there's an airplane. And a slight breeze blowing. But it's just perfect weather, perfect. And then I just got a kiss from my Seismic. He just gave me a nice kiss. A little more breeze blowing. So I'm really feeling blessed of the time I have right this second. You know how they say to live in the present? Well, I feel really blessed because I'm retired now, and I have a husband who's 81 years old, and we've been together 44 years. Oh, that's right. Our anniversary is coming up on July 9th. Oh, there's Mikey. Come back out. We've been together for a long time, and I don't know, just everything's just so nice and peaceful right now. And then I was thinking, boy, am I lucky. I don't really have anything planned for today. There's no list of things to do. Oh, don't get me wrong there. I mean, I have like a million things to do. Seismic, don't eat the couch. Don't eat the couch. No. That's important. You learned that lesson. I have a million things to do, but I don't have a list of things to do today. I don't have a goal or an agenda, or a purpose. I know that sounds terrible, but right now, I'm just sitting here enjoying this fantastic little in-the-city backyard of mine. I'm looking at my grapes, my 35 tomato plants, and there's a lot of work in the garden I should be doing, but there's some times that you just gotta have no list, no agenda, no purpose, and just relax. Gosh, I could write a book on a life with no purpose. How fun. I have done a lot of things in my past where I've had plenty of purpose. But there's sometimes you just say, wait a minute, I want to enjoy the moment. Now, can you have enjoy the moment if you have like a big purpose? Of course, you know, I know purpose is important. Right now, sitting here in this little breeze in my gazebo with a cup of coffee and my doggies and the birds in the trees. Here, there's no cars. Little birdies. What could be better than this? I suppose in a few minutes I'll have to get up and make my list. Because if you're a gardener, you definitely have to have a list of all the things that you should be doing. And you should probably do all those things on your list. I should make a list. I should do it probably pretty soon. But wait, I'm going to go back into the moment. There's no cars going by again. In the city, and with the street that I live on, when there are no cars going by, I could be in the country. Of course, that train sometimes goes by at 11 o'clock and 8:30 in the morning. That's could be in the country too, with a train next to you. I don't know. I'm just blobbering on. How long have I talked? Jeez. It doesn't say how long I've talked, but it says I have 23 minutes remaining, so I must have talked like, 7 minutes. I don't really need to talk. I could take a nap. Maybe I should put that on my list. Or maybe I should make my list after I take my nap. I don't know, but I do know that Toastmaster says that after 7 minutes, it could be very boring for the person listening. So, I guess I'll sign off. And I will make my list soon. And I will find a purpose for this day. Maybe. Okay. Oh, I wonder if I have any tomatoes ready to pick. Maybe I'll go do that first.